This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Voters in the Albion School District have approved a plan to be annexed by Marshall Schools. That proposal was approved by about 70% of those casting ballots on Tuesday. We're going to get reactions from both sides of that debate. Coming up, we'll hear from Albion School Board member Sonia Brown, who opposed annexation. But first, we talk with Amy Robertson. She's president of the Albion Chamber of Commerce, which was part of the campaign urging a yes vote. Amy Robertson, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much for your time.
So tell us, first of all, what is your overall reaction to the vote?
It's like we just gave ourselves a get-out-of-jail-free card.
How so?
Well, for one, because we voted yes, we will have the state of Michigan pay off a $4.2 million debt, which doesn't sound a lot for a lot of other communities, but for a community of 8,000 people, a $4.2 million debt was bogging us down in terms of being able to turn a corner and have a different perspective of where we could go as a community in terms of economics. We also gave ourselves lower taxes. We had a sinking fund in Albion that was $4 million. And because of this vote, we will be assuming we will lose our Albion sinking fund millage and gaining the Marshall millage, which is only a $1 million millage. The other thing is that we had about four properties that were mothballed old schools. Those automatically, with the vote yes yesterday, became the property and responsibility and liability of the Marshall Public Schools. So all of a sudden, our community doesn't have to worry about the further dereliction of those properties. Marshall is now responsible for maintaining them and holding them in good stead until perhaps someday when we can turn a corner and have a greater population and more employment and other things that can bring residents back to our community. And then finally, our children are getting a blue ribbon education offered by Marshall Schools. Here's a perspective that's a really interesting one. Because of the confluence of factors which forced our school to go from online education and Promethean boards in the classrooms, because of the economics, we had to lose all of that. The children began to study from books that didn't even have President Obama as the president of the United States. They were that old. And so all of a sudden, our children are going to have a plethora of new programming. They're going to have up-to-date curriculum. They're going to have all kinds of new experiences that we could not offer them in the school. So for me, this is like a get-out-of-jail-free card.
You mentioned there the idea that at some point maybe you would have a lot of residents moving back into the city. Are you saying there that you see the possibility down the road of Albion having its own school district again?
No, I do not see Albion having another school district. I think that what I'm trying to say is that Albion's property values in comparison to its proximal neighbors, meaning Parma, Jackson, Marshall, Homer, Concord, Hastings, Battle Creek, Albion's property values per square foot of residents is so competitive that it will bring people to buy in our community, knowing that their children have a really good education and that they don't have to worry about these additional taxes when they purchase a house. So what I feel is that there's really nice homes in Albion, and now all of a sudden, because all of these things have been dealt with and a person purchasing a home will know what they're getting, what their children are getting, what they're going to be responsible for paying for in terms of taxes, they're going to buy in our community. And likewise, some of our business owners who were really worried about the potential liability to them of this $4.2 million debt Now, all of a sudden, those business owners can start expanding and offering additional jobs and bringing additional employees into our community. And so I think we have just hit the tipping point. And I see this as a real breath of fresh air in a community that has suffered for a really long time under some pretty heavy emotionally and financial burdens.
The Marshall Superintendent, Randy Davis, made the comment that there's a lot of work to get done in terms of a transition, and said that one of those things is to make sure we have an elementary school in Albion operational in the fall. From an economic development standpoint and trying to attract businesses and families, how important is it to have some sort of a school operating and functioning in Albion, even if now the district is being annexed by Marshall?
I think it's very important for people with young children to know that they have a local school nearby their home. And here's what I mean. The littlest ones are the sickest ones. They'll get every cold, every flu, everything that their classmates get. And if moms and dads have to race off to go rescue the kid who's got a fever and is sitting in the principal's office, they don't have to drive to Timbuktu to pick their kid up. They can just go to the neighborhood school, and maybe even grandparents, maybe even aunts and uncles. Someone can go pick up the kid more easily. And so for a family or for someone who is considering having a family, these are really important things to think about. Perhaps it's not so important to someone who's retired or doesn't have children or has children who are older, because you can always put children on school buses when they get to a certain maturity. But I think for young families, having that local school, it's vitally important. And they will be persuaded to buy a house now that they know that this is secured.
Do you think the schools are also a major factor in business location? In other words, do they think about where their employees will be sending their children to school?
Yes, absolutely. I had one of my board of directors members tell me that for their employees in a manufacturing setting, having those children nearby, again, so they can race off to school to get a kid who's sick, or I need to go address an issue in the school today, I don't have to leave work for a long period of time to go deal with this. I can just, it's just around the corner from where I work. And I think that having that security also makes the business attractive. If you're hiring from outside of a community, someone to take a job, and they're looking at, I mean, because of course people do this. They compare communities. I could take a job here or I could take a job there. So what makes this community better than that community? Well, one of these things is that I am close to my child. I am close to my home. I don't have to drive to Timbuktu to get my job. You know, we have a big commuting society today, but there are an awful lot of people like me who love the fact that I can walk to work. I can scoot around in a community that's really quite small. I can ride my bicycle. I can play in the parks. I have all of these great things, and I don't have the hustle and bustle of a huge commute. And I think that that's one of the values of small town.
So going forward now, do you think you are in a better position at the Albion Chamber of Commerce to make the case to businesses that they should either locate in Albion or, if they're already there, expand their current operations?
Yeah, well, my world has just become a lot easier. Absolutely. I got to get out of jail-free card, too, in all of this. I mean, I think people's attitudes will become much more positive. I think that the dark cloud that has been emotionally holding people down for a really long time has risen. And I think that you will start to see people feeling like, hey, this is a really great community. We have just amazing things that happen in our town.
One of the things we heard from both sides in leading up to this vote and the story that the Sevilla Man did for us, previewing the proposal, was that they wanted to provide opportunity for every child in Albion. How do you see what happened yesterday and the annexation of Albion by Marshall at the end of the day, providing opportunity for every child in Albion?
Well, let's get real for a second. Let's say that your child has developed a real keen interest in art. Or let's just say the child has a real keen interest in basketball. There was no programming in the Albion Public Schools due to the financials for that child to experiment with their new pet idea, which can become the foment, it can foment into a career for that person moving the rest of their lives. And so what we have done by providing the children with an amazing plethora of opportunities to experiment with their dabbling in what their careers could be in the future is we have let them learn earlier what they really like to do. And we were holding our children back in a significant way. I heard one woman who, and this is kind of painful, but here's an illustration. She graduated many years ago from Albion High School and went on to Michigan State University, where in the classrooms at Michigan State, she felt as though she had not been properly prepared like her classmates up at State. And it's because other kids in other cities had had many more experiences. And mind you, this was years ago. This was not today. It's even worse today for our children, being able to know what's what in the world and to experience variety and so forth. So I think this woman's experience was to try to say, you know, when I graduated from Albion High School, I was at the top of my class. When I went off to Michigan State, I was so far behind my classmates, it was really scary. And so I think this whole thing just offers people an opportunity to find their place in society, find their career for life, get a broader picture of what the world has to offer and what they have to offer the world.
So this annexation actually takes effect July 1st, which really isn't that far away right now.
No, and there's a lot of hard work that's got to happen now.
So what are some of those things that have to happen between now and July 1st so that it's a smooth transition?
Well, certainly Randy Davis, the superintendent of Marshall Public Schools, could articulate those things, but better than me. But I think one of the things they have to do is they have to transfer the records. If you have graduated from Albion High School, who do you call to confirm that you graduated? Who do you call to confirm you have a diploma? Well, that's going to be Marshall Public Schools. And how do we get the records of the children transferred in a smooth way electronically to Marshall of all of those Albion students? They're going to be looking at the teachers that Albion Public Schools would offer to Marshall. It is not guaranteed that the teachers in Albion are going to have jobs in this new school district, or rather this new school. So they're going to have to be doing some interviews. They're going to have to be doing some evaluations of the teachers. They're going to have to figure out how to draw back some more students to Albion, which I feel is a no-brainer if you're a parent. Now you have a curriculum that's going to be exceptional that's located right next door to your house. Why would you get up an hour earlier to drive your child, who has to get up with you, an hour earlier to some neighboring school district? Why wouldn't you let that kid sleep in and take him to the new school in Albion? Certainly a lot easier for the child. And I think there are probably other things about they're going to have to look at the condition of the school. They're going to have to evaluate what improvements need to happen to the physical building in order for all of this to work correctly. And then they have to talk to the parents. They have to make the parents feel comfortable that this is the right thing. So all of that work has to happen very shortly. And I'm sure that Randy has the laundry list of things probably much better in his head than me.
Amy Robertson, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Amy Robertson is president of the Albion Chamber of Commerce. The Albion Chamber of Commerce was among the groups that urged people to approve the annexation plan, which was on the ballot Tuesday in Albion. Sonia Brown is a school board member in Albion. She opposed putting the annexation question on the ballot and urged a no vote before Tuesday's election. I spoke with her yesterday. Sonia Brown, thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
So what is your reaction to the vote?
I am at peace with the vote. I'm just glad that May 4th is here, and now Albion as a community knows what we need to do to pull together, heal some of the divisiveness that this campaign and this election has caused, and move forward in the best interest of our children.
Was this a situation where people were, maybe a little alienated from each other? Was it a very intense debate?
I wouldn't call it an intense debate. I would call it more of a complete divide. I think somewhere along the lines, communication got completely broken down, and that's never the road to a positive outcome.
So you say now people know what they have to do to move forward. What is it people have to do to move forward in Albion?
We have to first and foremost heal as a community and listen to each other and communicate with each other and do what's best for our children.
And specifically, what is best for the children right now?
Whatever support they need, academic, psychological, emotional. We really need to hear from our children, hear from our parents, see what those needs are and try to fill in those gaps.
You are the parent of students, at least one student in the Albion School District, right?
Correct. I have one son. He's a sophomore. He attends Marshall High School under the cooperative agreement.
And so you've been part of this transition already where the high school students started going to Marshall. As you see it, what are those students needing right now as we prepare for another transition?
The students who are already in Marshall attending under the cooperative agreement, as I see it, and let me say this, not all of the students are having a traumatic experience in Marshall, and I am aware of that, but far too many of our Albion students are not having a favorable experience in Marshall. The students need a voice. They need someone to listen to them, their concerns, their fears, their hopes. And then we as adults, we have a responsibility to give our children their voice. We need to listen to them and act accordingly.
You were interviewed by my colleague Sevilla Mann for a preview story on the Albion vote, and you talked about some of the problems which your son has had at Marshall, basically a lot of very pointed racial comments, to put it one way. Do you think that something needs to be done going forward to address that, and do you have any ideas what that might be?
Something absolutely needs to be done to address the racial tension that is festering over there with our students of color, our black students from Albion, I can specifically speak on. Going forward, my push and my discussions with the administrators in Marshall has been to just follow the policies they already have in place. They have anti-bullying policies. They have anti-harassment policies. It just seems like the racial issues are being swept under the rug or not viewed as a big deal. And I mean, the policies, I feel, are already in place. It's just implementing those policies and enforcing what you already have.
The superintendent of the Marshall Schools, Randy Davis, has talked about making sure that there is still a school in Albion, an elementary school ready for the fall. How important do you view it as, at least for elementary students, that they have somewhere to go to school that is in the city of Albion?
It is extremely important for Albion students to have a school here in Albion. But a step beyond that, which is why I pushed for the no vote, students in Albion currently attending our K-5 school have chosen Albion. They did not choose Marshall. I feel like one huge gap in the annexation conversations was that the leaders and the decision makers and the lobbyists, they failed to talk to parents about what they wanted for their children. So it is important to have a school here in Albion. Under annexation, a K-5 school will be a Marshall Public School. So my heart aches for those students and parents who have chosen Albion. And as of last night, their choice to choose Albion has been taken away from them. So I don't know what the fall will look like here in Albion, but I can say it is important to have a school here. Transportation is an issue and could be an issue among some of the population here in Albion, so a school here is key. But again, my heart goes out to those parents and students who have chosen Albion as their main district through school of choice and everything we've been through over the years, that they don't have the choice to choose Albion any longer.
One of the things we heard from people on both sides leading up to the vote was that they wanted to see opportunity for every child who's in Albion. Do you see a way to provide opportunity for all the students in Albion now that the vote has been cast and it's been decided that Albion's district will be annexed by Marshall?
I've never disputed the opportunities. The opportunities are there. My concern is the barriers that prevent certain students from accessing those opportunities, specifically financial. A lot of the opportunities that Marshall has spoke highly of, and they're wonderful opportunities, don't get me wrong, but they take money. And we have a community here. We have some socioeconomic challenges, and opportunity is one thing, but we have to figure out a way to break down barriers that prevent students from accessing those opportunities. So I'm hoping that we can come together at one table and brainstorm and figure some things out and not just talk about it, but actually act on it. It's time to put some action behind a lot of conversation.
The annexation takes effect July 1st. What do you see yourself as a member of the Albion School Board doing between now and then regarding that transition?
Well, as a school board member from now till June 30th, I think we need to definitely develop a plan on what we're going to do with the memorabilia in our building. We have trophies, we have pictures. We have a lot of memories that we need to develop a plan on where we're going to store or showcase those things. I want to keep that part of our Wildcat history and our Wildcat pride. So that's one of my main focuses right now as far as being a board member. Secondly, I think it would be great if we could possibly organize an alumni reception so people can just come in, share memories, go through the building, remember what we came from. Those are two important things for me as a board member. As far as the students, because they are our priority, I think we need to discuss as a board setting up a parental, some kind of coalition group that we can set stay in communication with, or at least give them the community resources to make connections with. So when they have concerns, they have someone to go to, because the Albion School Board will be dissolved effective June 30th. So my role as a board member ends June 30th. My role as a parent and a child advocate will continue beyond that.
I want to go back for a moment to what you were talking there about memorabilia, though, because some people have expressed the feeling that one of the things that happens when a school district is dissolved or annexed is that there's a loss of community feeling. And I'm wondering if that's one of the concerns you have in Albion right now, is that the loss of a school district means that there is something of a hole in the fabric of the community.
Absolutely. A school is the heart of any community. And our school has been ripped out. Albion Wildcat will cease to exist as of June 30th. So there's definitely an emotional piece. And I am an Albion High School graduate. I graduated in 94. I can remember my freshman year. We played in the state finals for the boys' championship, and we played against Chris Weber. That banner hangs in our gymnasium. We need to display that. That's a key part of Albion's history and Albion's pride. And I just want to hold on to those things. I want to find a place where people can go and reminisce and see the accomplishments of Albion Public Schools over the years.
So as you said, your role as a parent and as an advocate for children is going to continue. How do you see that continuing going into the future now that there's going to be this new arrangement for the school district?
Well, although annexation has passed, of course my role as a parent will never end.
Right.
That's a lifelong commitment. But my role as a community advocate, you know, I was born and raised in Albion, and my heart is in this community and with these parents and with these children. And with every fabric of my being, any way that I can help and be a voice for those who have been underrepresented, it's my duty to do that. Just as a community member, a concerned Albion resident, my voice will not be silenced as of June 30th.
Would you want to be a member of the school board again in the future?
Which school board? You talking Marshall School Board?
Right.
I would not decline being a member of the school board. However, I feel that I could work diligently outside of the board. I've been in the school board seat long enough. Again, I wouldn't oppose being on the board, but I feel like being in the community with the parents and actually being able to advocate for kids on the other side of the table is where my calling is right now.
So when you say you wouldn't decline, you wouldn't actively seek it or start a campaign to run for school board again?
I don't see that right now, no.
Sonia, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Sonia Brown is a member of the Albion School Board. Albion Schools will officially be annexed by the Marshall School District on July 1st. The proposal was approved by about 70% of voters in the Albion District casting ballots on Tuesday. Earlier, we heard from Albion Chamber of Commerce President Amy Robertson. The chamber was part of the coalition backing the annexation plan. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.